someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. I can't see you anywhere, Jason, but that's okay. You can talk to me if you need anything. Hey, you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, out of Madison, right here on University Avenue. It's awesome. People walking by, smiling. Why not? It's a beautiful day. And also, 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, out of Waukesha. Caw-caw! But hey, I think, you know, I figured out something. This is like really deep. Okay, Pizza Box. Thought of the day. Better to know that you're not smart than to not know that you're stupid. And I think that's a good place to start.
That's true.
Well, hey, what better place to start than Facebook, right? I mean, first of all.
Oh, boy.
No, I mean, the trolls are out heavy. I'm like, wow, where are all these trolls coming from? And you know they're trolls because, well, they're lonely for sure when you kind of scope out their profile and their page, and it's like every once in a while one person likes what they say or share.
Yeah, they want.
I'm like, wow, you got a lot of followers. Yeah, I do. I do. You just can't see them.
Yeah, always want you to cross the bridge, those trolls.
Yeah, well, that's another story right there. But anyway, so then the first one, you know, this guy that likes to troll Devil Radio. And, you know, I make the mistake of, all right, I'm an administrator on Devil Radio. Forget, you know, I can go on there as myself, Michael Dickman, or when I'm responded to something, I don't always check to see what it is. It just takes me right to it, right? So I got kicked off Facebook. Because some guy was saying something, and then I think he called me Dick Man, and then I said something like limp, you know, thing back to him. And all of a sudden, I'm kicked off. And I'm like, what? For that? Oh, come on, man. Let's appeal this one. And what did I say? Oh, yeah, I think that's too harsh. It was only a three-dayer, though, because I've been pretty good, right? Ever since I mentioned Aaron Rodgers' girlfriend that now dumped him again.
Yeah.
He got dumped by Davante Adams as well. I don't know if people understand that's what happened in the process of all this monkeying around and wanting to be a good teammate and good, you know, good for the fans and all. Man, I think he just tanked the team myself when we lost. Should have traded Rodgers. Got a couple good picks for him. And
I do not disagree.
No, not at this point. It's just too much. I'm a Raiders fan now, even though I can't stand the owner. You know, Al Davis down to his son, Mark Davis. But hey, we'll see if he can come further left. He's got to hit center first. So I get kicked off and I appeal, and then it's like, oh, a little while later, oh, hey, guess what? Oh, we're sorry. You were right. That one back, and I'm like, well... Guys, couldn't you check to see it before you determine that somebody should be... Nah, it's like automatic, whatever. I don't know. You can't talk to him. There's nobody there.
Right.
And then I see... Oh, man. I got these trolls punking me on my own page. And so I started going back and forth with them. And I mean, there were two blocks involved. I finally blocked this one lady because it was just... She's the one that... Well, both of them, every once in a while, they'd get a like from somebody, and they'd always have... There were posts that were blocked and said, no, this misinformation. Some of the stuff they said to me, ridiculous. Oh, you're going to fix that for me? I don't know. You're hiding somewhere.
I don't get it. I'm on, man.
But I should read some of these, you know, back and forth. But actually, you know, they're accusing me being the far left and being the Nazis. I'm the Nazi? Yeah, and then, you know, oh, you guys, this country's awful because of the far left, you know, and I go, January 6th. And she's like, you still believe that? And I'm like, what, you didn't? There he is. You didn't watch it on TV? Live? I said, I knew about it in November, the year before, man. Get ready for this event coming on January 6th. Who didn't know? And all these guys are getting charged. They're pleading to sedition. This is getting closer to Trump and company this way. When, I mean, come on. Jason, you organize something like that. I showed up. We both go down.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat. You liberals.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't even back the badge. At least we don't come up there and whack your asses. Thanks a lot.
I don't sit there and think, am naive enough to think that everyone who wears a badge is a good person and honorable.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, so I'll mention some stuff here a little bit about cops in this nation.
But I mean the unilateral, like, you either are for everyone or no. We're for, like, fair justice or a better, you know, police force, and there are ways to do that, and all we're saying is, no one's ever said, oh, we want to take money away from the police. We said we want to train the police how to properly deal with situations and weed out the problem people. You know, that's kind of the idea. But nobody gets that because they just get on these big sweeping, for or against, or you're anti-blue or you're pro-blue. Anyway, I'm done with that.
Well, I'm just one of those guys that understands that he's not that smart, which is, again, better than not knowing that you're stupid. And that's what was going on Facebook. I had people talking to me and... acting like, I mean, what are you, half my age? I'm at that point now. Once you get over 60, right, you're like, oh, you can't punk me if you're 30. You haven't seen enough, man. I mean, not with that attitude, man. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. While you guys are getting dumber, I'm still learning. Wow. I mean, I learn stuff every day. I don't lose stuff every day like you guys are. Like the truth. Okay? Losing the truth is... Ooh. I should know. I tried to share enough non-truths in my life to not be embarrassed, right? By the way, if you'd like to participate today, the number is 844-967-2789. And I know it's a beautiful day and you're out, you know, in your garden. But come on, man, you got a phone. You got, you know, you can follow on Facebook or download the Devil app. And, you know, you'll just have so much more. It'll be more productive. You'll feel that progressive, man, everything's going to grow.